Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Hump day. Hump day.
What do we have listed, Jim? I've got a couple of papers. Is there any particular order?
The first thing is approval of executive session.
Gentlemen, you've all reviewed them.
Yes.
Chuck had some questions on a few dates.
Yes.
But we are ready to approve a whole slew of them.
And have you, the dates that are on the agenda.
Are those.
Are those you've put that together for?
Yes. I organized this to that, and these are the ones that we've all looked at and signed off on.
Wonderful.
So, because if you notice that some dates have AM, PM, or specific times, because there are certain times we either have approved in the past or not. So.
Right. On 325, I was absent. It says at the top. Nope. Sorry, this is a different one. In the motion, roll call vote, Strahan A, Strophis A, then it says opposed panel, nay. And I think we ought to...
Say absent.
No, this is the one I was there, but I voted against.
Okay.
But it says opposed, and then it says nay. So is that a double negative thing? So we need to maybe take the... You don't think we do?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give this to Jim. And
Jim can fix it.
Jim can tell me how you want it.
It's scratched on it, and you're good.
I would think just take the opposed off because I'm voting nay. You've got nay down.
Okay. So nay is the opposed of the motion.
You could say that I'm voting nay to being opposed or something.
I see what
you're
saying.
I'm picky. I am picky. I know that. All right.
He scratched him, so...
Scratch out the word opposed.
Uh-huh. Put nay.
I am nay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. I'll do that from now on.
Perfect.
Because that's threw out that way.
Okay.
And that ring one. Minutes too, is that way.
Doesn't matter, really.
Okay. So just a vision on...
Just a second here. I've only got about four or five. I'll make them quick. On 4-8, I've got a couple additions like...
The last name?
A person's last name needs putting in.
Last name. Okay.
You'll see.
You'll see it scratched.
I'll give you my little list.
Okay.
And I wrote a question mark on that one, but I've looked at it. I don't know what my question was, so
okay.
That's off the hook. 416. Do you remember how many acres the golf course was?
Was it 77?
I was thinking it was 80 or 88, and we got down here 77.
I thought 77 was right, but I may be wrong.
And I thought it was 78, so...
Yes.
Right on. Okay, this is the one I was absent at, the 16th. And under my vote, it says not physically present to vote in executive.
You were on the conference call then?
Doesn't say anything about that, I don't think.
What was the discussion on?
If that would make sense, maybe we need to add up there that I was on conference then. Otherwise, it seems like either we need to add that I was on conference or it would just be absent instead of that.
This was, you were actually,
Danny was appointed presiding temporary, so...
So you must have joined us late by the call. When did you have your health issue?
No, it was after that.
Okay,
June.
Maybe you were just physically on the phone. Because if Danny would have been presiding commissioner, it means he would have been
appointed.
Physically there because you were...
I bet that's right.
You were on the phone.
So why don't you put in there, I was on the phone on that one. I've got it.
Okay.
And...
Can I have your roll call list of all the minutes here? Do I need to read them all off, probably?
Now, I know what that deal was. I was appointed and you called in and placed a vote.
Yeah, but you can't vote.
But I can't vote.
Oh, yeah.
On the executive, you can't vote.
Oh, you can't vote unless you're present?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And this one was concerning... purchasing procedures on April 17th. And if I'm not mistaken, we had Andy
Marmaget
on the phone. And he gave us some what for.
You're right, he was. I remember that too.
Okay.
You put Andy Marmaget on teleconference.
I've got it written down here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we can go over later.
I remember that too.
Okay.
That's it?
That's it.
I move that we approve executive session minutes for the following. February 2nd, these are all of 09. February 2nd, February 9th, the 2:23 session. February 9th, the 4 o'clock session. February 23rd, the 11 a.m. session. February 23rd, the 4 p.m. session. February 25th, the 10:09 session. February 25th, the 4:30 session. March 23rd, the March 25th, March 30th, April 3rd, April 8th, April 13th, April 16th, the 9:07 session. April 16th, the 9:50 session. April 17th, April 22nd, April 27th, the 10:25 session, and the 2:26 session. April 29th, the 9:32, and the 4:08 session. May 6th, May 29th, the 2:35 session. May 29th, the 12:52 session. June 3rd, June 5th, June 8th, June 12th, June 15th, June 23rd, June 24th, the 10:49 session, and the 3:17 session. June 29th, the 10:35 session, and the 11:13 session, and December 30th, the 8:30 session.
Second. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 All right. While we're on that issue, before we get off,
uh-huh.
This is administrative, nothing fun to do, but.
With the, can I abbreviate my motion? With the changes that Chuck mentioned.
Exactly.
With changes.
Same on my second.
Okay. And here are all the changes and those are the originals. We have no comments. Okay?
Okay. These minutes are being kept. She will have a separate file for approved.
Right?
Yeah. In the lock file in the commission office?
In the vault.
In the vault.
Yeah, that's where the approved are.
So the ones that aren't approved will stay in the lock drawer
right.
Upstairs.
In the safe.
Okay. The issue of 72 hours after something's happened, other than the personnel issue, and this is a Bob question, if you'd help me remember, we need to find out, do we need to pull those out some way that don't need to be left executive, closed up? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Bob had that answer. I think
we talk about it
later. Bob has to help us on that. So we just need a bit of, I think I'm going to be a little bit better monthly if we're doing the executive sessions.
Yeah, we need to.
I thought that they were, after they've been approved and after that period of time, then they're available if someone makes a request.
And if there's a request for anything like, if someone requests the 72-hour one from yesterday,
otherwise, they just stay like they're at. That's what you're thinking.
That's my thought.
That'd be a lot easier.
They can't. They can't request an ongoing.
If it's recessed versus tabled.
If it's ongoing litigation or something, mm-hmm. or it's personnel issue.
Right.
It's closed.
Period.
Right.
Well, personnel, I think, forever.
Motions aren't.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's. Yeah. If it's ongoing, so.
And one other note, and then I'll let us go on, is in reviewing those, has Cross Creek ever been?
It's on his list. We're waiting for an easement. I think Great River finally got the easement to. We're waiting on Great River to get the final document to Bob, and that's on his list. I know that. I just know it's. I know we haven't finished it, and I know it's on his list. So.
Okay. Well, let's, if we could wait just a couple more months, it'd only take a year. I'm just kidding.
I'm going to make a motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Aye.
All in favor say aye.
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 What's next on the list? I'm sorry. I don't want to bore my email right now. Right here is the HPRP request for December. If you guys want to look at it, this is their expense. It's just something that we want to review before I make the motion. At the same time, we directed Bob Paulson to write a resolution for Larry Van Gilder. His retirement party is today at 3 o'clock. Bob is finishing the whereases, and it's not quite done. He's working on it as we speak. I'd like to go ahead and make a motion to approve the resolution for Larry Van Gilder. So that's my move. I move that we approve the resolution honoring Larry Van Gilder's years of service at the city of Branson.
Second. Discussion? Aye.
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 All right. And once you guys are with HPRP, we can vote on that. And village Taneyville, you're early, buddy. You've got 20 more minutes.
Yeah. I have a chance to run.
Thought it might be safe over here.
It's never safe over here. What else is on our list?
I've got four or five other things I can talk about.
Administrative starts in just 5 short minutes.
While we're we got a minute?
Yeah, we just need with that. Yep.
What I'm reading here on this is that what's happened this last month is $5,839 there and $2,072.50 over here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the budgeted amount. That's what has gone out
Correct. Here
to date.
The remaining is remaining on these two right here. Prevention and rep, there's two different grants. Now, Alan came in yesterday. He is on the agenda either for Monday or the following Monday to give us an update. He has some great statistics of who he's helped and who he hasn't been able to help and how he needs some citizen help to be able to reach out to the small group. So he is on the agenda. I can't remember which day to come to present to us on a Monday morning.
But is it a week from Monday that's President's Day?
Yeah, it's the correct Monday. I just know Nikki was up there with him scheduling that date. It may be coming this coming Monday.
Okay.
So you want to review it? I browsed through it. I mean,
I noticed that the back page says no administration and no salaries, so they're fulfilling
their obligation. Yep. I don't want to rush you, Danny. Can I go ahead and make a motion to approve it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I move to approve the HPRP December monthly report as presented.
Second. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
I think there's a signature for you, Chuck, and I'll run it back upstairs.
I did. Thank you.
Yep. All right, so staff and village. For the raises, for that came through that one department.
And Don will need to probably have some really nice suggestions.
That one elected official has asked to visit with me, and so I'm working out today to visit with him. Hopefully this morning.
I visited with him last night.
Good.
About 5 o'clock, and my understanding is that it's not our decision. We have no control over it.
Statutorily, it's not our decision.
And so
I think there's some question about that because you actually budgeted this amount in there, and you always talk about, okay, is it bottom line or is it
line item?
So there's some question in there. I wouldn't want to fight that, but I would want him to understand, we'll have some repercussions, I would think. Year budgeting, it would, in my mind,
and I've thought about that, what for his office or our office or the whole kit and caboodle. I personally, after Jim and Danny talks to him, I say it's leave it alone. It's not my deal. Not my monkey, as the saying goes.
We're not going to take that bite, so from our office, we will put those on unless we direct them.
Okay. I do have just an administrative thing to bring up. There's been some recent break-ins downtown Forsyth here, the pharmacy and the corner and the TV shop. And I was going to ask if you guys would be in support of talking with the sheriff to see if we can't add the patrol. We've got a lot of electronics in this building, and I just like to be able to add some extra patrol possibly, or just make it aware to the sheriff's department that we need for our, we have our own security measures in place, but any extra help would be beneficial also.
I think it's fine to talk to him. As you're talking, I'm thinking, how many times does a deputy drive by here every day?
Well,
how often
did they drive by Rob Pound's place too? I mean,
my point is, you're talking about additional patrol are driving by here all the time. I don't know how they can patrol it anymore.
The other thing is, yeah, we may want to look in.
That's probably exactly.
Yeah, but we, and we also probably, there's some suggestions about additional security measures for this building that I probably want to bring up in executive with you guys, but just, okay. That was on the mind of one elected official and want to throw that out to you, so.
Do we want to, I'd like to visit with Renee. We ought to do that under administrative. A couple little things.
Sure.
Ramp down in computer and.
Well, I saw that. I'm fine with that. You know what that's about, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
You all right with that?
Yep. Yeah.
Other way, can you pour concrete and saw a little joint where it won't break off or something?
Anyway, well, it's going to be, I don't know if it's, I think it's a temporary ramp. Eventually it'll be poured concrete, but she's just talking about Biggs doing it, which would be wood.
But she, the way I read the email was Biggs didn't know how he would do that.
He still thinks it's a, talked to Steve Biggs and he said he had an idea on how to do it.
Oh, is that right?
I will try to see if any of my guys can do it if you approve this.
I'll make a motion for approval and let Steve, he knows more about carpenter work than we do, so.
Just give her the address, we'll just direct her to find do it.
And I took the liberty, I spoke to her a day or two ago, Renee, about the podium. Many people lean up against the podium and it takes off on them, goes on wheels. I asked her to see if she could find a lock so that it wouldn't just take off. You see it in sewer all the time.
Just chasing around.
Yeah.
And but we can bring Renee if there's something else. But
no, I mean, that was the only two.
Yeah, that's right. We're just directed to do that. You got the mic if you got administrative stuff first.
One thing that we brought up at the sewer board meeting yesterday was these transfer of funding agreements that a few years back it was automatic the first of each year. We appoint the officers for the new coming year and we execute these funding agreements that provides for the transfer of funds from the county, the county's sales taxes, the GCR, and the 780 or the wastewater capital improvements budget to the sewer district in order for us to operate on. And I don't know if I've got any board members on there now that had actually been involved in these agreements, but I'll just crank these up and you all to kind of peruse and see what I'm talking about. Jim probably knows. But
right, intergovernmental agreements, I've seen that.
Yeah, and I brought those to the board yesterday just so I could orientate them as to what those agreements are. It used to be automatic, like I said, from 1991 when I come here. That was just something we automatically did because the auditor's office, the state auditor's office, when they used to audit the county, required that we have those in place. Because the sewer district is an autonomous political subdivision, there's a transfer of funds from the county to the sewer district. And there needs to be a document to provide for that, and in that document there needs to be conditions in there to how those funds are monitored and any changes with those. Bob looked at those, and there's a few things that he wanted to talk to the commission about, maybe some clarification of some of the verbiage in there. So I guess what's going to happen is Bob's going to take that document, going to retool it, present it to the commission for your review, and once we get something put together that satisfies our needs, then we'll be executing those documents and bringing them to the commission for your approval. So just want to let you know we was in that process, and you know, through the holidays and stuff, Bob just actually I got those to him. I talked to him about it, but then I got those to him like yesterday, so he perused them. And we didn't really expect an approval from the sewer board. It's just basically to orientate them as to what these documents are.
Okay. This has a place for them to sign, of course.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And the county commission.
So they'll have to approve it.
Yes.
At some point, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's me and so many things happen, I don't remember. Have we done this annually?
We haven't for a few years.
We should be doing it annually. We've let it lax, and we need to.
There was a definition of the sewer board as an advisory board, and there was some thought that being as an advisory board that they can only advise the county commission, but they actually don't spend any money or approve spending of money, so they might not be necessary. but really to cover everybody as far as the auditors and different things like that. And even if we apply for any grants or loans, the sewer district needs to be able to show that there is a funding mechanism in place to repay those loans. So we need to have something in place, to be honest with you.
Okay. Yeah.
So those will be forthcoming as soon as Bob can look at it and we get it retooled to where it fits where we're at in this day and age.
Okay.
That's probably from 2003, I think, is the last ones that we did.
Well, I haven't forgotten. We haven't been doing it.
I'm sorry?
We've not been doing it manually, so.
No, yeah. Like I said, I think it wasn't an oversight.
Huh? Excuse me, John.
Yes?
What can we help you with, young lady?
Well, I was wanting to speak to Mr. Stryker.
Oh, okay.
Okay, excellent.
And so I was just asked to wait.
Okay, no problem.
We probably won't be too long.
Mr. Pennell, I need Renee's phone number. I lost it.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's oversight. I think you're just a definition of what the sewer district was.
Oh, okay.
And how the sewer district was looked at and so on and so forth. The other thing is that Board Member Roy Combs, we looked back in November, and Susie had researched it, and we thought that he was good until December of 2010, which Commissioner Strahan, we discussed this yesterday, and he said that the information upstairs in your office said he was good until January of this year, or December 31st of this year. So he is basically in a position where he'd be replaced or reappointed. In talking with Mr. Combs, once we verified this, he would like to stay in a position to serve on the board. If you gentlemen see fit, I know you don't have to make a decision today. The way we've looked at it is that until a board member is replaced, then he is still an active member on the board. But he would like to continue service, and I would say on his behalf that he's been a good board member. I don't remember any absentees that he's ever had, unless he's went on vacation maybe through the year, but he's been a good member of the team. So,
you have a vacancy right now, is that true?
Well,
I've seen emails back and forth, and so.
With Mr. Combs, but Board Member Jackson, I have verbally heard that he has, he's maybe in the position where he would want to resign from the board. I have not been notified in any tangible form that that's been. And Susie, I tried to call his cell phone and left a message. Susie was going to try to contact him. The other day, we continued to deliver packets to him until we really get something that's official notice. But he told Susie there Wednesday that to tell the guys that he wouldn't be at the board meeting, in kind of in a way that she took it to where he had something else happening and he couldn't be there. But so there's been word that he has, but then it hasn't been really identified or clarified for sure whether he has or has not.
But I understood yesterday at the sewer board, I haven't talked to him.
I've got a letter from him.
You got a letter from him?
I've got a letter from him, but it is, I don't know whether I can find it or not. I took it at the time that he was considering resigning, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure the letter says that. It's wrote as because of family health
too.
Concerns mm-hmm. and
family issues, not family issues, but family
health issues that. But I'll try to research that letter up and reread it. Being sent to me, I would figure it would come to the sewer board if we ever signed.
Yeah, we have not seen it.
It was something that he made arrangements to meet me one morning, and then we both canceled, and then I got this letter. So I'll have to look that letter up and find it, and then we'll put it in.
Well, we can try to physically contact him too, and just find out verbally from him what the situation is.
Okay.
If he decides to stay on the board, then Mr. Combs' position would be one that's up for consideration of either reappointment or
So we follow up on Roy's regardless.
I have Roy's down, and then you guys are gonna find out about.
We'll get a hold of Russell and try to find out for sure on that. But
and I made mention to this yesterday to him. We have several people that have contacted wanting to serve on the boards. So I don't know. John and I had a discussion yesterday about the newspaper. If we do all those board appointments, because I think there's P&Z. Well, you've got your book.
I got a list. I mean, we've got P&Z vacancies. We've got IDA board. We've got the SB 40 board. We've got to do Monday anyway.
Park board.
And the park board. There's a vacancy on the park board, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've got the book upstairs that Jillian and Nikki have been working to update.
I would make a recommendation that we set down or either put this in the paper that there are board positions available and let those people send in and by a certain date that they have their name sent in or some qualifications or something. Mm-hmm. What we do is kind of unusual. It's, the way I see it is anytime we appoint a board to the other boards, people send in resumes and everything.
There's a letter of interest or something.
That we have, and a few of the boards we just appoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's,
we've done it both ways.
Mm-hmm. And so I think consistently we are to do all of them the same. They don't have to. They can just send in their name, or they can send in a resume if they're an unknown or whatever. But I've had calls of people wanting to serve that I didn't even know, you know. And I just said, well, stop by the office, visit with us, or interview with the commissioners, or write a letter, you know. So
historically, with the sewer board, we've had some people like Dr. Keeter, you know, hate to see him go, but he wanted completely off. He had a lot of things going on, but if we have a board member that's there and the history that they've gained over mm-hmm. those 5 years, if they would like to be reappointed in the boards and or the sewer boards in support of that, we would send a recommendation to the county commission to consider that.
Right.
Of course, it's up to you gentlemen's final decision on that, but that's kind of how we've handled it. If we've had somebody that's just, you know, for whatever reason has resigned or has not wished to be reappointed, then we've run it in the paper like Mr. Strophus is saying that, for a letter of interest, you know, and to be considered.
You know, is just an example. For the park board, and which is one of the one with the least budget, what I'm saying, and not least important, but least budget, but I had 10 people that wanted to be considered for the park board.
Right.
So if you don't have those names and you just come out and we've got one due on it, don't we?
I believe we do. I mean, we'll pull those up. Need to do is if we'll get a list maybe by the Friday by this Friday's administrative session, have a list, and then maybe Monday we bring it, and then if we want to send the letter or at least post it on our website, say fill out something for us to know if you're interested.
Right, and statutorily, I think there's in some of those.
We've got some requirements on some of those.
Requirements on P&Z and.
I don't know about sewer.
I don't know about
chapter 204. It just says that the board members are appointed by the government
commission.
Body for a term of 5 years.
But there's
don't
no
really
district
say
like that.
How, but
yeah.
I think it's been thought sometimes if we didn't know anybody or people hadn't approached us that we might be overlooking somebody unless we advertised.
Well, there's been some. There is. Pretty good interest. I know that I've had some people said that they would be willing to serve as soon as there was a position open. So,
well, I'm just using this for an example. Doesn't mean anything. But there was just an individual that came to Mr. Pennell and wanted to be on the P&Z board. And Ron and I had met him, so we had interviews with him. And he was placed on the P&Z board. If it was in the newspaper, then that would have give other people the mm-hmm. same opportunity, or somebody had called me and then I asked, that's what I said about the phone calls that I had, said you could get an interview. That gives everybody the opportunity that's out there that would...
We can bring it up on Monday. Maybe we'll get free press because I don't want to pay an ad.
Right.
Ads are expensive. Well,
that's right.
And everybody's covered. It was right. Put out there. Everybody had an opportunity if they were interested.
Well, I have written it down here, so...
Yeah. Okay.
It's 9:30. What do you want to talk about?
Okay.
As John's coming, I kind of took some liberty again.
Okay.
This was all presented yesterday at Super Board. And the engineer, Mr. West, was planning to come today, this morning, drive down from Springfield. And the sewer board questioned thoroughly this, that, and the other. And I asked if he would be available by cell phone. Got his card here. So if there's questions for the engineer, he's available by cell phone.
Okay.
I thought it was silly for him to have to drive from Springfield.
Sure.
Something that probably is not required. Too difficult.
Okay.
The village of Taneyville, they've been working towards this for a couple of years. Have went out for bids to install backup electrical generators at the treatment plant, pump station B there in town, and also to purchase a portable diesel-powered backup generator to use at other locations in the city or in the village. They went above and beyond, bidding it out, doing all the things that we require by the sales tax guidelines, so on and so forth. The total cost, including engineering during construction, inspection, and the contingencies, is $143,110. The village of Taneyville has money that they did not spend in the first 10 years of the sewer sales tax. And during that first 10 years, the money was automatically sent to the villages and cities that were incorporated at that time. Now they have to have a viable project approved by the board, but back then that money was allocated for those entities. They did not use all of that money, and they currently have, I believe Helen stated, $158,000. So they have the money to pay for it, and it fits the definition of capital improvement, and it'll be a great asset to the village to have these backup generators. We have them on all of our pump stations.
And they just don't have them?
They don't have them at all. And
So it's your guys' recommendation to do it?
Yes, sir.
That's there, yeah. Do we have in our approval?
Well, what it is that this is county funds, so we just like to come to the commission just to make sure we have the blessing of the commission.
Did you guys analyze the bid process at all?
Oh, yeah.
They went through the proper procedures?
Above and beyond.
Okay, so they did their due diligence on the bidding process.
Mm-hmm.
So
do we need to make a motion or just direct you, or what would you like to see, John?
I'd like to see a motion to support the sewer district's recommendation that we fund this project.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion?
Nope.
All right. Or comments?
No, I'm from the village of Taneyville.
I wonder,
oh,
maybe.
Well, hello.
Okay. I was supposed to be Mr. West, but apparently he ain't coming.
Well, we did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know you were coming. Yep. I'd saved you the trip, too.
That's okay. But. I'm not that far away.
Okay.
Aye.
Motion
Thank
carried.
You,
you have your generators.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, John, real quick, while
yes,
we're on this. So, the way the money works now is a municipality has to present a project. The money's held for a certain time, and
yeah,
if they don't present a project, then it goes into the...
They call the 75% fund, which is really not truly 75% now because some
right,
entities are getting money, some are not.
Right.
But to receive those funds now, they have to bring a viable project or a plan, like a 5-year plan of what they plan to do with this money, and it has to be approved by the sewer board, and then we recommend it to the county commission to support that.
Right.
Right now, everybody's kind of got something going along there, except for Taneyville really don't have anything future-wise, so they're not getting any money out of the second
right,
run of the sales tax. But you know, all the other entities are. And what we ask them to do is yearly come in and advise us on where they're at in that process. And, you know, like the village of Bradleyville, they was getting money for a while, and then they disincorporated, so
right,
that money went back into the surplus.
But each year it's available. If Taneyville, for instance, had something come up that they wanted to use those dollars, they can apply.
Yeah, they need to come in and get approved prior to the you know, exactly. like September of this year,
right.
they'll need to come in and get approved. So when the budget, I can budget that in
right.
for 2011, you know, for example, exactly. and then they will start getting a portion of those funds.
Gotcha.
We divide, when we create the budget, we divide that out because each entity, no matter if they're approved, you know, well, they got to be approved, but they can only get what their share would be anyway.
Exactly.
So we look at each entity and we take them into consideration because, you know, somebody could come in after the, you know, the budget process starts so early these days, but they still could come in. So if they did get approved between, say, like September and December, that would have already been taken into consideration because each entity can only get their share anyway.
Right.
They're not getting somebody else's or something. So, but they could if they want to do some upgrades or stuff. And I talked to Ray about that briefly. They maybe ought to come up with some little projects if they got some.
If there's something going on. I mean. Sure.
But what it was is that automatically that money went to the incorporated areas and some of that money just sat there. So now we like them to have a use for that money instead of it just being set aside
right.
and not being used when we could use it somewhere else.
Good plan. What else?
Thank you.
We're good.
Thank you, John.
Recess. Next thing is 3 o'clock if you want to go to the Larry Van Gilder's.
And it's at the Branson Convention Center.
At the Convention Center. I will go or you will go with the resolution. I'm planning to go.
Got my tie and everything.
Okay, so one of us just needs to read the resolution. If you're there, you get it, obviously. And then they're printing it out on nice things so we can present it. So.
Okay. You don't know where at the convention center, which end?
It's on the parking lot end because they always have, almost like they have a, I don't know if they have a contract that first one or not, but it's always that first one on the left up the escalator. Mm. So.
Right. I'm
sure it's weather permitting too, though.
You've got a card that says where it's at.
Yeah.
But I don't have it.
Hey, John, do you want this list of the intergovernmental? Why don't you take it back? We don't need them right now. So we're going to recess.
Done.
Woo. Oh.